Good morning. Welcome to Easy Knowing with Sherry Kennedy. I am so happy to have you with me today, and I've got a lot of information to share with you. First off, I want to remind you, call in if you have any questions or you have comments or just to share your stories and your journeys. I know we all think that we're the only ones that are experiencing what we're going through, and yet how you learn to deal with experiences that are faced with you, it helps other people so much more than you know. So give us a call, 773-897-6227. Now that's 773-897-6227. So over the past few weeks, I have been sharing information with you about our core belief systems, the core fears, and the core needs. And the use of the word core is relevant to the fact that these are the foundational information. Everything else stems from these core elements to our being. And what I want to do today is share with you what the spiritual body means. We have what I call a blueprint. And the blueprint is literally the blueprint that we created for our physical incarnation this time around. In truth, pretty much everything that happens to us goes through the blueprint first. Yes, there are things that can happen in the physical body that do not affect the blueprint, but the blueprint will always hold the purest, truest manifestation of who you are in this life. This accounts for the a person who's lost a limb feeling it still being there. That's because in the blueprint, it actually is still there. And the pain and the things that are seemingly experienced in the physical body are rarely from the physical body. They are usually in the blueprint, in the spiritual body, and the physical body is used to communicate the imbalances that the blueprint or the spiritual body is experiencing. And so I just wanted to kind of go over the things that what each part of the spiritual body means. Because last week we were talking about the map of the body, how'd you draw your little figure with the right side held resentment, the left side being anger, and from the solar plexus down being fear. This is, we're going to kind of like, all of the information that I'm going to give you at this point is to be, in essence, layered over the blueprint that we created, or the foundation that we created last week. So first off, and this is, again, what this part of the body represents. To our being and to our manifestation in this world. The ankles represent the ability to receive pleasure. What this means is that as long as your ankles are functioning fine and you have no pain, no discomfort, no injury, then you're in balance. You are allowing yourself to receive pleasure. You're allowing yourself, your body, to experience what it's there for. Any kind of injury, pain, imbalance to that part of the body is telling you that you are not allowing that in your life. Pain in the ankle, for example, or a bruise or a cut or any kind of anything that happens to it that is painful or hurts is your body's way of telling you that on some level you're not allowing yourself to receive pleasure. If it's on the right side, it means one thing. If it's on the left side, it means another. And you can see why, how this is going to start overlaying on the foundational body map that we created earlier. Your arms represent the capacity, and the ability to hold the experiences of life. The upper arms represent the capacity, and the lower arms, the forearm, represents the ability. I always think of it, just to keep, for me, to keep them from getting them mixed up, is like if I'm holding a load of firewood, you know, the capacity, the upper arms is the how much I can hold, and the lower arms is the ability, the amount I can hold. So that's kind of the way that I distinguish between the two so that I don't get them confused. Your arteries are the joy of, carry the joy of life. The back represents the support of life. The upper back represents lack of emotional support. The middle back represents guilt. And the lower back represents fear of lack. Now, again, it doesn't, most people will have a tendency to go to money in that sense, but it's lack of anything that that you feel that you're unworthy of or not deserving or can't have or whatever. It is the, if the lower back is hurting, then that means that you are giving your power away to the fear of lack of something in your life. The blood represents the joy in the body flowing freely. Blood technically represents the joy of life. Your bones are the structure of your universe. The bone marrow represents your deepest beliefs about the self and how you care and support yourself. Your bowels represent the release of waste. The brain is the computer, the switchboard. The breasts represent mothering, nurturing, and nourishment. Breath is the ability to take in life. Buttocks represent power. Circulation is the ability to feel and express emotions positively. The colon represents the ease of letting go of that which is over. So again, this is where you want to take the information that you have and begin to apply it to your own personal experiences. If you have colon problems, what are you holding on to? Because that's what the colon represents. And as long as you're not having problems in the colon, you're doing great. But when you start having any kind of discomfort, then you want to ask yourself, before you run and take medication, actually, you want to ask yourself very simply, what am I holding on to? What have I not recognized is over? You won't get an answer to a question you do not ask. That's why it is so important for you to actually ask the question of self. Why am I feeling this? Why is this emotion manifesting now? Once you ask the question, you will get an answer. And we all are different in that sense. We're going to get our answers in different ways, but we all will get an answer. Our job is to pay attention to how that comes to us. The ears represent the ability to hear. The elbows represent changing directions and accepting new experiences. Our eyes represent the ability to see clearly past, present, and future. And our face is what we show to the world. Feet represents our understanding of ourselves, of life, of others. Fingers represent the details of life. Your thumb is representing intellect and worry. The index finger is about ego and fear. The middle finger is anger and sexuality. The ring finger is about unions and grief. And the little finger is about family and pretending. So again, any time that you have pain or damage in whatever form it takes to the digits, to your fingers, there is some detail in that specific area. For example, if you say you pricked your little finger, you know, you on the left-hand side, that's your body's way of telling you to look at the detail of your life involving family or pretending. What are you angry about? What is it that you need to become aware of? You're going to want to go from the moment that you injure yourself or back as far as 72 hours. And just kind of replay the last 72 hours of your life, holding the thought in mind or holding the question in mind of what am I not aware of regarding family or pretending that I'm angry about, representing some specific detail in my life. So as you begin to put the pieces together, you will gain an awareness of how to ask the questions. As you understand what a certain part of your body means, then you can go and say, okay, what did I miss? What slipped by while I was focused on something else? Genitals represent the masculine and feminine principles. Our glands are the holding stations of self-starting activities. Your hands represent the ability to handle life's experiences. Your heart is the center of love and security. Your hips carry the body in perfect balance. They are your major thrust moving forward. Intestines are the assimilation and absorption areas of the body. Your joints represent changes in the direction of life and the ease of these movements. Now, here's something interesting. We will hold our emotions in our tissue, and that includes all of our organs and muscles, etc. We hold our resentments in our joints. So if your joints are hurting, again, this is where you want to start asking the question. You know, what am I resenting? Where it's hurting in your body tells you where to start looking. Your knees represent pride and ego. The left side of your body is your receptivity, your ability to take in information, experiences, and the feminine energy. Our legs carry us forward in life. Our liver is the seat of anger and primitive emotions. Lungs represent the ability to take in life. And our mouth represents taking in of new ideas and of nourishment. Muscles represent our ability to move in life. Nails are our protection. Neck represents flexibility. Nerves represent communication. The nose is about self-recognition. Ovaries are points of creation. Our pancreas represents the sweetness of life. And the pituitary is the control center. The prostate represents the masculine principle. And the pubic bone represents genital protection. The right side of the body is about giving out, letting go. It's the masculine energy. Your shins represent the standards of life. Your shoulders give you the ability to carry our experience in life joyfully. Skin protects our individuality. And the solar plexus is the center of our intuitive power, our belly brain, our gut reactions. The spine represents the flexible support of life. The spleen represents our obsessions. The stomach holds nourishment and digests ideas. The teeth represent decisions. The testicles represent the masculine principle. Our throat is the avenue of expression and the channel of creativity. The thymus is the master gland of the immune system. The toes represent the details of our future. And it's just like with the hands representing the details of our life, of our present. The thumb represents intellect and worry, just like the big toe represents intellect and worry. And each of the toes corresponds to each of the fingers and what they represent. So again, stubbing your toe, doing any damage to that part of your body is telling you that you are caught up in if, shoulds, coulds, and woulds into the future. You're trying to have control of what is not yet in being. And what area, which toe gets hurt, is telling you what area to look in. Your tongue represents the ability to taste the pleasures of life. And your uterus is the home of creativity. The vulva represents vulnerability. And the wrist represents movement and ease. So you can see that all of the parts of the body really correspond. They're information centers. Each part of the body, each organ, muscle, each body part is intelligent, holds its own intelligence. Holds its own vibration, its own information, so to speak. So whenever spirit is trying to communicate with you and you're not getting it, it's going to go through the body to get your attention. And what part of the body that it's going through, it's telling you what you need to pay it, what you need to look at, what is out of balance, what needs to be brought back into balance for the highest good of all concerned. So your body will talk to you in volumes. It is kind of like learning how to speak another language. But as you begin to use this tool and start looking at and asking these questions, okay, what does this mean? When I hurt in this area, what is this? What is my body telling me? So I'm going to pause here for a moment, ask you to give me a call. Let's talk about where your body is hurting, what your body is talking to you about, what you haven't come into the awareness of. Because I promise the minute that you hear what your body is telling you, the pain will shift. And these tools are so simple, and yet they've created my statement to all of my students. This is the hardest, easy thing you'll do. As you hear me repeat this information over and over again, you're going to begin to understand what I'm saying different. You're going to hear it from a different perspective, and you're going to begin to connect the dots. And as you begin to connect these dots in your own life and see that, wow, okay, using these tools, things are shifting, things are feeling different. You know, people talk about allergies and colds and sinus problems. And this statement is not to minimize any of the suffering that is experienced with these manifestations. It's to share with you the first place that you want to go. First off, it's a suppressed need for crying. You know, it's not like you have to have something to cry about. It's that you have held tears in all your life. It's unshed tears. That's the suppressed need for crying. There is also because we bring in with us into this life, into each life, lessons and experiences and gifts and soul agreements with people that we have made, we can help assist each other on our path. The minute that we come through the birth canal, all of these memories are wiped. You don't remember it. So in a sense, we have to be reconditioned. We have to begin to be conditioned and programmed so that we can remember what we need to uncondition, that makes sense. Which is, again, why we choose the parents that we choose. You know, I mean, 9 out of 10 people that I've made that statement to will always say, I didn't choose my parents. I would have never chosen my parents. And of course, I'm one on the list. But what I have learned is that the parents that you choose are the ones that will put you on the path to your evolution, to your highest good. Now, they may be supportive and put you on your path in gentle, loving ways, or they may represent the antithesis of what you're here to accomplish, and through that experience, you are, again, put on your path for no other reason than to not go down there. There are millions of reasons why we make the soul agreements, but the bottom line, the details are irrelevant. The bottom line is that we make these agreements with each other to evolve our souls, to evolve through the experiences, the understanding, the wisdom. We can never experience in spirit what we can experience in physical. With a physical body, there are five senses: sight, taste, smell, touch, and hearing are only experienced physically through the physical body in this way. It's a great gift to be able to be physical, to have a body. And each time that we get to come into a life, we have an agreement with our guardian angels, a male and a female, who will be with us throughout that lifetime to assist and guide us. However, we are in an experiment of free will and free choice. And because of the free will and free choice aspect, our guides and our angels cannot intervene or interfere without us giving them permission or us asking for their help. So it goes back to, you have to be aware enough of what's going on to ask for the help that you need. So here we go. Give me a call. I would love to hear about your stories, your challenges, the experiences that you've gone through. The phone number is 773-897-6227. Again, that's 773-897-6227. And you can also go and check out my website. We have a caller. Hello, are you on the line?
Hello, Sherry. Hi, this is Jason.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, it's so good to hear from you. What are you going to share with me today, dear?
Well, I would first like to thank you for your work and sharing this knowledge and awareness.
My joy.
I love to learn new things, and it's kind of exciting and fun to learn, how to do the things, especially.
Absolutely.
I'm also very grateful for the awareness and the power to make beneficial changes to my body simply as laughter.
Yeah.
Encouraging.
So yes.
Earlier, I have a question about the statement, to think a thing makes it so. And from what I understand, it's kind of like you reap what you sow. The old statement, or the statement that you said that what you feed grows. And so I've heard of people thinking themselves sick. You know, if you have a sneeze or something, like, oh, I must be getting a cold. And
yes.
We really think so, but to believe it, it's likely to go that way. So in regards to false belief, is it that it will go, where you're taking it, basically, but if it's a false belief, it's likely to backfire or, show up in your body as a, there's something you're not seeing here.
Absolutely, it will. So let me give you kind of an analogy to put it more into perspective. let's say that you're coming out of a grocery store or a restaurant and you see your wife or someone that you know very, very closely, and they're giving this other person a big hug. Okay. If you already suspected your spouse or your mate of having an affair or cheating on you, when you see this situation, because you already hold the belief, to think a thing makes it so, because you already hold the belief that they are cheating on you, then what you are seeing in that situation is filtered through that, technically, that false belief. Okay? You don't know for sure that your spouse is cheating on you, so it's not a truth. You don't know that for a fact. You suspect it. So because you suspect it, you are going to see everything through that filter. Now, if you did not have any suspicion of your spouse cheating on you or anything like that, you would see the same situation and not think anything of it more than, somebody she knows, she's giving somebody a hug. Or it would be perceived as innocent as it actually was. But if you are holding a belief, if you believe that they're cheating on you, then you're going to see everything through that perspective no matter what.
Okay.
Does that give you a little bit more clarity?
Yes, I see how that affects, how it affects you, you know, the charge, I guess.
Okay, so let's take it a step further. If the false belief that is connected to think a thing makes it so is about either jealousy, it's about your worth and value, it is triggered. That perspective is triggered from a belief you hold about what that's a judgment of you. So are you, you know, this is where you have to look and see. Why do I feel that my spouse is cheating on me? And start asking yourself the questions. And again, like we talked before, the first two or three responses you're going to get back when you ask a question is going to be from ego, going, well, if they did this or didn't do that, then I wouldn't be here. It's like, no, that's about them. Why do you hold the belief? What filter are you, what perspective are you seeing the relationship, the behaviors and actions through that that creates that belief within you? What need is either being met or not being met? Are you, you know, because again, whenever we have, let's go to that need situation. If we have the belief that that the spouse is cheating on us, it's going to stem from jealousy, or from how you perceive you, or how you have a need that's not being met, you know, that you're not meeting and you're looking outside yourself to meet. You want to be accepted. You want to be valued. You want to be, you know, the only one. You want to be special. Okay? Those are the needs. How are you meeting that need for yourself? Because if you're not meeting it for you, you're going to, again, go outside of yourself to meet it. That's where the judgment comes in. Well, she's not meeting my needs. I'm not feeling special and loved, so there must be some reason why not. You're going to go outside of yourself to figure out why. And then you're going to start seeing things from the filter of, she's cheating on me no matter what. So that's where the to think a thing makes it so comes in.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and that belief is going to affect the left side of the body, and it's going to generate the emotion of anger.
I had a question on the body map. If I've got a pain in my right foot that's been kind of consistent, but not really anything sharp. But I'm gathering that the right side is about resentment, lower than the lower half of the body, or lower than the solar plexus, is about fear. So I can gather that I'm resenting a fear of my past.
No, resenting and fear are the same emotion, are emotions.
Okay.
So let's go back and look at what the body is represents. Okay. Your feet represent your understanding, your foundation of life, how you perceive the experiences that you have had, right? It's our understanding of ourselves, of our life, and of other people.
Okay.
All right. The right side of the body, whenever the legs represent your authority, okay? Your feet are not part of your leg. They may be attached to it, but they're not part of it. So it's something about your understanding.
Okay.
And the right side of your body is the letting go, the giving out, the masculine energy. Your feet, again, move you forward, okay, the foundation to get you going forward.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
All right.
Okay.
So what are you not understanding about moving forward, about giving out, about masculine energy? You know, that's your foundational. There is something at your core that your higher self is saying to you, you haven't quite got it. You need this foundation. You need it. You need the solidity of this understanding. So by showing you where it's, you know, by making you hurt in a certain place, it's telling you where to look.
Yeah.
Now, you've got, you said that this has been happening over a period of time, right?
Yeah.
Well, that just, the minute that an illness or an injury or something starts, you go back from that moment is back 72 hours. But if you've gone past the 72 hours and through a lack of awareness or not being able to figure it out or whatever, if there is an injury, it's going to actually lock into the body and run the course through the body. You can use that still as a tool to go within to start looking at it, because, again, your body it's going to hurt less. Even if it's locked into the physical process, the physical process to bring the body back into balance, you still need to have that information, because when it goes into the physical manifestation into the body, it means that you didn't get the message. So spirit's going to try and get it to you in a different way. You still have to get the message. So even if you get it after the fact, it's still important. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That's definitely some food for thought. And something to look into. Thank you for
Excellent.
Your time. That's very appreciated.
Ah, Jason, it's wonderful talking with you. Love you, darling.
Love you too.
Thank you for calling. Okay.
Bye
bye. Well, that was just a wonderful question that Jason brought up, in fact, two of them. The thing about to think a thing makes it so is really one of the most powerful core beliefs that we hold, because if we believe something to be true, we're going to function off of that belief, and it's not going to ever occur to us that it's not true until something happens that challenges that perspective. And that's when your body is going to start talking to you. It's when you're going to start getting communication, you know, and you have to always remember the universe is on our side. You know, spirit wants us to get this. Creator wants us to evolve independently, individually, as well as collectively. This is all about humanity and us becoming who we truly are, not who we've been taught we're supposed to be. So looking at learning how to shift the crystal on what's going on in your body and how we have been so conditioned not to listen, not to pay attention. You know, when we get any kind of imbalance in our body, accident, injury, illness, disease, unusual behavior, we're taught to go to the medicine, go to the doctor, go outside of ourselves to find the answer. And I think it's really important at this point to again clarify. There are three different types, or three different ways that the body will hurt. The body, you will experience physical manifestations when the body is being rewired. We are the spiritual beings having a human experience. And as the vibration of the earth increases, as all of our vibrations get higher and higher, we are being, in essence, rewired within our spiritual body, which then manifests into the physical realm. We're losing the density of our physical bodies. And just like when we were kids and had growing pains, we're kind of going through the exact same thing now. There's going to be times when your head hurts, when you've got a phantom pain here, illnesses or discomforts that will show up seemingly out of the blue, no reason for it. Sometimes they'll be there for, you know, an hour or two, and sometimes they'll be there for several days or longer. Sometimes it's just this off feeling. There's nothing really wrong, but you just don't feel right. The physical manifestations of the ascension symptoms are very, very real. And yet, as you begin to understand what the language between your conscious mind and your higher self, there is a distinction between the way the body, quote, hurts, unquote, whenever it's being rewired versus how it hurts when there is an issue attached to it, which is the false belief. Issue is the second way that the body will hurt. Issues are about false beliefs that need to be, are trying to be recognized so that they can be changed or altered or eliminated. They are preventing your truth from manifesting to you. So issues are going to be about behaviors, about beliefs, about life very general sense of the word, but how it's very specific to you. And the third way that the body can hurt is through attachments. Now, there are two types of attachments. Every time that we have a negative thought, that energy is released into the universal energy field, and it can take on form. It can be like daggers and knives and bullets and ninja stars and, you know, the saying, if looks could kill, I'd be dead. Well, energetically, that's exactly what's happening. That energy, that thought is created with such intensity that it literally takes on the form. And these are just out in the universal energy field. You can be walking along minding your business, and all of a sudden you'll feel a prick on your side or something. We've all had the experience. Most of the time we just kind of brush it off and don't pay any attention to it. But it is literally an attachment. And if you'll just play pretend, reach up and pull it off, then you will have released it and it can't cause you any pain. Because those, even though they're energy attachments, they still hurt when they hit the body. The other kind of attachment is the weapon attachments. And this has to do with the powers that be not wanting the world to shift. They kind of like the way it is and they want to maintain it. And the higher realms are saying, oh, no, 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 no. It is time, and this is what is. And so in their own messed up way, they have created energy weapons that are designed to hit light beings so that they can keep you from doing what you came here to do. If you can't shine bright because you're in so much pain or so glommed on with attachments, then you can't shine. You can't be what you, who you are and do what you came here to do. So it's just a game. And again, as you become more and more consciously aware of what's going on in your world from a different perspective, these things are not going to seem so bizarre and out there and weird and challenging. And they're very easy to remove. It's just being aware that they're there. And they are primarily about conscious awareness of knowing your body so well that you know that this pain is not a message. It's not an issue. And it's not rewiring, so that leaves it as an attachment. So it really kind of gets to be fun to see what you can do and how you can perceive all of this information that is coming at us in so many directions constantly. Pick up the phone and call 773-897-6227, 773-897-6227. I know you've got some stories to share and some questions or comments that we would all love to have the benefit of your opinion. So I want to go into some of the physical manifestations. You know, we just talked about what the spirit, what the body represents, what the different parts of the body mean. So this is a list of some of the common illnesses and the corresponding thoughts that help to create them. And I want you to just observe the validity of each for yourself and remember, you have control over your own thoughts and actions, and you're the only one who does. Even if you're living somebody else's ideas and opinions, you're still in control of it. And that is the beauty of this conscious awareness, is that you get to recognize that, wait a minute, I do have a choice. And when I take responsibility, I am powerful beyond words, beyond my imaginings, actually. Okay, so skin disorders. The skin represents our individuality. So any kind of skin disorder, rashes, you know, my mind is complaining, cuts, burns, anything like that. It's your body's way of telling you, because it's on the skin, it's a way of telling you that you need approval. And what we have to recognize most of all is that our needs are not bad. It's human. Our needs are as much a part of us as breathing is. It's just what we do with them. Do we give our power away to them? Do we let other people control them? Or do we recognize them, embrace them, and use them as tools to make our life experience the best it can be? Fever is anger manifesting. Excessive pain means that you're mad at someone or that you're feeling guilty about something. Colds, allergies, hay fever is a suppressed need for crying. You know, and I get a lot of challenges on this one. And, you know, you have to look at it. Why now? Why all of a sudden it's been all season and you've hadn't gotten a cold up to this point, but now all of a sudden you've got a cold? What triggered it? The same germs and viruses that created this cold have been swarming around you all season. So what made you vulnerable? What opened the door? What created this cold at this time? And so this is where you want to look at the symptoms. How is your cold manifesting? Do I just have a stuffy nose? Okay, that means that you're in conflict between wanting to have your own way and wanting to please others. If your nose is running, that means that you're running away from dealing with it. If it's plugged up, you're holding on to the issue. If you've got a sore throat, it means that you're not communicating. You want to say something that you're not saying, or you said something that you're beating yourself up because you said. Any imbalance in the body is going to tell you what it is that you missed. And it's not that you did anything wrong. It's while you were focused on like watching a movie, when the camera has you focused on an actor's face or a close-up, there are still a lot of things going on in the background that we miss. When your body is reacting, that just means something got past in the background that you didn't see. Your spirit, your guides are on your side. They know you need to be aware of whatever got through, that sneaky little thing. So they are going to make your body respond, react, hurt, beat us uncomfortable to get your attention. And if you go to what it's about, if you say, okay, wow, I really am beating myself up for saying that, then you can look at it and say, that really was kind of tacky on my part because I was trying to get approval at somebody else's expense. You acknowledged it. You got the message. That's all you need to do. All of a sudden, your throat quits hurting and you're going, wow, that was amazing. It's that simple. But you have to be willing to ask the question. You have to be willing to look and see what your higher self is talking to you about. Hiccups are anger. Gritting your teeth is anger. Any kind of female problems are dealing with fear. A cough is about not wanting to say something. Now, asthma, that's about held resentment, need for self-punishment, guilt feelings for whatever seems wrong in their environment. Again, none of this is conscious. These false beliefs that we hold that create the imbalances that our body is trying to communicate to us were not made with conscious awareness. And any kind of physical manifestation is information coming in the back door. It snuck in. It got past you when you weren't aware of it. And all of your guides are scrambling to get you to be aware of what that little sucker is and where it's at. If you're ticklish, you're holding way too much energy. You need to get out and run, to be active, to scream, yell, cry, laugh. Laugh is as good a energy release as crying is. But you have to do it. Passing out, screaming, shaking, any kind of prickly sensations, that is your body's way of releasing unmobilized energy. That means the energy that was released into your body when you felt the threat that you didn't use. That is unmobilized, unreleased energy. Your body is going to balance itself. So this is an unusual sensation, unusual behavior for you in a sense. Blushing is anger and embarrassment. Dandruff is anger. A sneeze is a need for attention from yourself. And lower back pain is a fear of an authority, dealing with the fear of lack. Ear problems. Something is going on that you don't want to hear about. An earache is anger about what is heard. And deafness is a long-standing refusal to listen to someone. Eye problems represent something you do not want to see about yourself or life, past, present, or future. Headaches are an invalidation of self. And you want to ask the question, how have I just made myself wrong? Sinus problems is being irritated by someone in your life close to you. And again, all your body wants you to do is acknowledge. All your spirit guides are trying to get you to do is be aware of what you're feeling and let it be okay. Acknowledge, allow, accept, so that the charge of this emotion it can be released, so your body can get the assistance it needs to come back into balance. Your neck is the represents the ability to be flexible, and it's the stubbornness of your own concept of a situation when you have pain. Since the throat represents the ability to speak up for ourselves, the creative flow in the body where change takes place, the throat problems are created by resisting and are negating what is. And a sore throat is always anger about not saying what you wanted to say or judging what you did say. Your stomach digests all new ideas and experiences. Ulcers in the stomach are from a fear of not being good enough. A stomach ache is anger. Nausea is fear. Any kind of lung problem is about being afraid to take in life. Breath problems stem from over-mothering a person, place, thing, or experience. Cancer is about deep resentment and anger. Heart problems are the denial of joy and love in one's life. The heart represents love. Any kind of bladder issue is being pissed off at a partner or a mate. And vaginitis is about being romantically hurt by a partner or a mate. Any kind of prostate problems is having to do with self-worth. Severe PMS or even mild PMS is having is a false belief that the feminine process is ugly or unacceptable. STDs represent sexual guilt. Impotence and frigidity is a fear and or a belief that it is wrong to enjoy the body. It's all about self-disgust. Your colon represents the ability to let go, so any kind of blockage is represents fears of releasing the old. And the back is your support system. The upper back is about lack of emotional support. Anytime you start feeling your shoulders are hurting, you know, right across that top part of your back, if it's across the middle, you're in conflict between wanting to have your own way and pleasing others. If it's on the left or the right, it's going to be about anger or resentment. So in some way, you are not feeling emotionally supported, and you're either in conflict or you're either angry or you're resenting. The middle of the back is guilt, and the lower back represents the fear of lack. Your hands represent the ability to grasp and hold and clench life. Your fingers represent the details of life. The thumb is about intellect and worry. The index finger represents fear and ego. The middle finger represents sex. And the ring finger represents grief. And the little finger represents family and pretending. Your toes represent the future, the details of your future, of moving forward. And again, they correlate to the digits on your hands, your fingers. Your knees are about bending and pride. And when you're having problems with your knees, it's about being an ego and stubborn. Now, anorexia or bulimia is denying the self life, an extreme form of self-hatred. The belief that is held is so strong that they are unworthy, unacceptable, that they are creating a self-fulfilling prophecy, that they are not worthy of their life. And in that sense, I'm here to tell you, every being on this planet is here with special permission. And believe me, not everybody who wanted to come got to. So your life is a great gift. Your presence on this planet at this time is immense. Regardless of the role that you're playing, whether you're a beggar on the street, whether you're a billionaire many times over, every one of us knows, every soul here knows exactly what is going on, and every one of us is here because we were given the gift of being or for participating in this end time of the third dimension of humanity's enslavement, so to speak. Okay, being overweight or fat represents the need to feel a protection, a tremendous amount of fear. Arthritis is a constant pattern of criticism from the self, of the self, from other people, and held resentment. We hold our emotions in our tissues. We hold our resentments in our joints. And arthritis is one of those chronic diseases that comes over years and years and years of the same words, the same patterns that are being, you're being subjected to. Cancer is also deep resentments held for a long time. Tumors are growths that are created from false beliefs. Strokes and blood clots are the refusal of joy in your life. Swelling is clogging and stagnation of emotional thinking. Bottled up tears, feeling stuck or trapped. Blaming others for the self-limitations that you've imposed on yourself. Body stiffness represents stiffness in the mind and no flexibility. Boils, cuts, burns, sores, inflammation are all expressions of anger. So I hope you're beginning to see the pattern, to see the tools that you that we have all been given, see them from a different perspective, and apply them to your life. Shift the crystal. Try and do it different. Just do it different. Do it different for your own highest and greatest good. Challenge it. See if it works.
90 seconds.
It's about time to say goodbye for this week. I really want to thank you for listening in and for sharing this adventure with me. Please go and check out my website, easyknowing.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Twitter. And whether it's on the air or through an email, I would still love to hear from you and hear about your journey and your adventure. So until we next week, follow your heart's song and paint the world with the colors of your soul. Bye-bye.